I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. I'm thinking about making an insect garden this spring.
So often you walk through neighborhoods and you see very carefully groomed yards with vast expanses of grass, and it takes a lot of effort to keep them watered and fertilized, and then you just cut them down. What's the point of that?
Well, my grass has already turned to weeds anyway, so why not just expand on the theme and go for a butterfly
garden? You have the beginnings of a Virginia prairie. Just let it go and let nature take over. When I first moved to Richmond, I wanted to plant insect-attracting plants, so I could just step out the door and do my insect photography. And since my wife is the one that mows the lawn, it wasn't too difficult to convince her to get rid of a sizable chunk in our front yard and replace it with insect-attractant plants. I tried to do this with native plants because they're already adapted for living here. All these exotic plants that people put in, they're not built for this kind of weather. They don't survive very well. And plus, all those blooms, they're not nectar producing. They were bred for their looks, not because they offer anything of value to insects and other animals. So if you look at native plants, you have a much better chance of attracting things to your yard that will stay and develop, and you create this own little nature hotspot. It takes a little bit of homework. You need to consult your field guides and get out and look around and see what kind of native plants are already out there attracting insects. And you don't want just things that have the big blooms, but you also want to have plants that have foliage that will sustain their immature stages. You also want to have mulch on the ground where things can hide and pupate and finish out their life cycles. You want to create sort of an architecture within your garden that has ground covers, herbaceous growth, shrubs, and trees. And the more diversity you have in just the shapes of all the different plants, the greater the diversity of animal life that you're going to have. There are some exotic plants that are very attractive to butterflies, and butterfly bush is one of them. Everybody insists on having those in their gardens, but they're not native. They have escaped in some parts of our national forests here, and although it's at first beautiful to see butterfly bush everywhere, when you realize this is an Asian plant, one of many Asian imports that are slowly taking over our natural landscapes, you think, maybe I should look into seeing what native plants would be useful. The Virginia Native Plant Society and the Natural Heritage Program at the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation both have information for selecting native plants for gardens and conservation projects, and also provide resources of where you can buy native plants to put in your garden.
We'll put those links on our website.
Ideally, you want to put native plants in your garden so that you'll have blooms throughout the year.
Is that for your benefit or the bugs?
Both. I mean, you want to be, the gardens isn't just a practical place to attract insects, although for me, that's what I'd be looking for. You want something that's visually stimulating too, so it would work for all of you.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America, and apparently knows a little bit about plants too. And he also authored What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.